Welcome back to another episode of Erp Chirp, a podcast by Albertans about Albertans, but for all Erpers. I'm Erica Ensign.
I'm Annette Weirstra.
And I'm Kirsten Gorick.
And we have just started season two.
Yay!
Yeehaw, I dare say. Episode one of season two of Wynonna Earp, Steel Bars and Stone Walls. And as soon as the episode ended, Kirsten said something about how much was happening. So much
happened in that episode. It was a lot. And there weren't even any revenants.
No, there weren't. There were not.
That's
a one.
Right. Not a one.
And no hat.
Oh my God.
What happened to the hat? What are we going to do?
Well, we know what happened to the hat. It got
eaten
by a Hala, H-A-L-A, I think was the name of the creature. Yes, which was not a revenant. Wynonna shot it and it didn't go to hell. It just died in a big lump. And apparently that is what Waverly shot between the end of the previous season and the beginning of the season.
Yes, I did not catch that right away. I was a little confused.
Yeah, because it starts off with Waverly and Doc running, but it's happening so fast and it's, you know, going through what you guys pointed out was real official Alberta snow.
Yeah, deep snow that's hard to run through.
Yep. And the camera is moving so quickly that at first it's kind of even hard to tell who it is. Like, obviously you can tell Doc because mustache and hat, but I wasn't even sure if it was Waverly at first.
Or Wynonna.
Right, exactly. And then I was like, okay, why would Waverly be running with Doc? Which, you know, that's totally on purpose. I mean, I fell for exactly what they wanted to happen. And then there's a line where she says something, he says, what was that thing? And she's something, something, but you know, blah, 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 when I shot it.
So.
But her eyes definitely turned black.
Yeah, several they did. Times.
And she's getting that weird head tilty thing going on.
That's
it's
true.
Kind of creepy a couple of times.
Yeah, she only does it in that weird way when she's got the black eyes thing going on.
Yeah.
I love the axe fake out too.
Yes, like, it was brilliant.
She did not just cut Officer Hot's head off.
Agent Hot.
Except no, by the end she's not an agent anymore. She was
right. That's true.
She was an agent for like 5 seconds.
Yeah, and then they put her back down to officer.
Yeah, she didn't seem very happy about
that. She did not.
No.
Totally spurned Waverly's kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, that's
cold.
That's a cold move. The you know, it's not the cold shoulder, it's the cold cheek.
And they were outside, like she regretted it immediately, but yeah, it was still sad.
But really, I mean, can you blame Waverly? They just saw them shoot Eliza, whom I liked.
Yes.
Just in cold blood. So
yeah, you do not want a blood oath with these guys to keep Nicole out of it. It just makes sense.
Yeah. And I mean, who's to say that even if Nicole had showed up, they would have signed her up rather than just shooting her to prove that they could. Yeah.
Right.
So there's no way that if I was Waverly, I would be risking my lover like that. My girlfriend, as she says out loud, and looks so proud of it. I love that.
Girlfriend.
Super cute.
Yep. Oh, speaking of lady on lady action, we had quite a fight scene.
Yes.
Between Wynonna and Eliza.
In her nice underwear.
Yes. Which, you know what? I thought, you know, at first she comes out and she's in her underwear and, you know, my gut instinct is to be like, oh boy, male gaze, blah, blah, blah. But then I watched how that fight scene was staged and I didn't think it was male gazey at all.
Well, you didn't actually see her breasts very often.
Exactly.
Actually, and she was moving too fast to get a good look.
It was just a really intense, entertaining fight sequence with quips.
Yep.
And both of them were getting, you know, getting as good as they got and
sort of respect for each other at the end.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. That was kind of exactly what I wanted from it. And, you know, I enjoyed seeing her very, you have nice taste in underwear. Like she did. She looked really good. She also had nice taste in shirts. I appreciated her purple shirt with all the cutouts and stuff.
Yeah. Very, very secret agent.
Also, I thought really urban compared to what everyone else is. Like, she did not dress like someone who is living in the Ghost River
Triangle.
Yeah.
Purgatory.
Yeah.
Yeah. And another thing that annoys me about a lot of TV shows is when you pit women against each other for no particularly great reason except that women fight, which is a thing that I think the show has done a good job of subverting that trope. And I thought it was a nice line that they danced through. throughout this whole episode with Eliza and Winona, because, you know, it wouldn't have made sense to just have them become instantly fast friends or something like that, because
it's not Winona style.
Mm-mm. Totally not. And Winona almost declares her love for dolls in this episode.
Mm-hmm. But what kind of love? Like, oh yeah, you're my partner and you're awesome love? Mm-hmm. Or like, jump your bones love?
Well, right. She did refer to it when she's talking about having to kill dolls if after she mm-hmm. had killed Willa. So she's mm-hmm. like, I don't want to kill another person that I...
Yep.
So, you know, that's a comparison to Willa, so...
Yep, it's not mm-hmm. like she wanted to jump Willa's bones.
Necessarily romantic, probably a little bit though.
I think probably a little bit.
She was just the intense gazing.
There was a little bit of friction between her and Eliza when she thought that she was mm-hmm. staying in the same hotel room as dolls for exactly. weeks, and Winona had no idea.
And I appreciated that Eliza was just leaving her on just to mess with her
just
a little bit,
being mm-hmm. a jerk.
Yep, because really, I mean, Winona had that sort of brash and bluff thing going on in the hotel room, trying to be like, "You haven't heard of me? I'm the Earp heir."
Yeah, I'm so important.
She says that a lot this episode. I'm the goddamn Earp heir.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. But it's fun. It's fun to see her do that, because there was that crisis of confidence in the first season. To see her really take it and be it again is a nice thing. It's mm-hmm. it looks like she's really trying to settle back into it. And yes, she's saying it a lot. Maybe she's still trying to convince herself just a little bit too.
Mm-hmm. But the ending where her and Waverly are walking off, ready to go kill demons, kill whatever else mm-hmm. is in the Ghost River Triangle. It's like, yeah, that sort of sets the tone, I think, for a season.
Yeah, time to break the curse.
Like, let's do this.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, and Dallas has now wandered off somewhere.
He's got to lay low.
Yeah,
from the man.
He had the one single tear as he sort of like silently said goodbye. But his smile as he turned
so
around.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, Winona just looked perfect in that scene. I don't even know what words to use to describe mm-hmm. her emotions in that moment. It was very complex. Bravo, Melanie Scrofano.
Well, and I think, Erica, you and I were talking earlier about our feelings about dolls. And I was like, this was the moment when I saw it the first time, when I was going, okay, maybe dolls is okay. Maybe I can see them together. Uh-huh. Shoot, I still want her to be with Doc, but I feel like I have a lot more complex feelings because I can see why she has a difficult choice. Mm-hmm. And...
the ship is sailing, man.
I know. It's like so much shipping. I'm going shipping in all directions now.
Yep.
So many ships.
Lots of ships. It's a ride. It's a big ocean. I feel like there's room for lots of ships.
Yeah, who says she has to have just one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's get on the polyamory train.
That's what I need from this show.
Let's leave these ships behind and jump on the train.
Can we also talk about how Doc totally turned down a... Do you want to, like, I'm off to have a shower. Do you want to come
inside?
In?
Mm-hmm. He did. But my headcanon on that was that at this point, as Waverly said, Winona has barely sat down or mm-hmm. slept since all of this happened. And I get the impression that Doc doesn't really want to, I don't want to say take advantage of her, but just sort of, you know, take advantage of her in this situation. I feel like, had it been a different situation, maybe he would have said yes. Like if she was not feeling raw and wounded and having just lost Doc, I mean, this does make him sort of like, oh, you're the only guy left. Will you like to take a shower with me?
He has a history of sort of knowing when.
He does, because mm-hmm. he is very selective about mm-hmm. when he says yes. Yeah. And I think it was also, I agree with your headcanon, because I've kind of felt the same thing. It's like he just realized the timing is, she's not actually asking mm-hmm. for any particular reason other than distraction. And then mm-hmm. you see her crying and it's like, oh, she needed to pause and start to deal uh-huh. with what had happened. Let's cry.
She even says earlier in the episode, we can grieve when we've rescued dolls. She rescued dolls.
Now she gets to grieve.
She's got to grieve.
Yep. For like 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. And we're up and at it again.
Yeah.
But like that's kind of how she moves. It's the case of Winona.
It really is. Well, I mean, and it's dolls that distracts her, because I think he must have been, you know, using a mirror or something like that to signal the house, which is what gets her up and gets her out to find her necklace, which he found for her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. And speaking of Doc and being intuitive and kind and stuff, you know, in our little bonus episode about the behind the scenes stuff, we were talking about Doc as a possibly high functioning sociopath. And there are so many exhibits that I have to lay against that claim.
Yes.
We've got him talking to Waverly at the beginning, asking, and, you know, Waverly is talking about Wynonna. And he's like, no, I was asking about you. He actually cares about her. And I feel like if he was really a sociopath and was just out for himself, would he have taken it on to go and rescue dolls by himself?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
And, you know, like that's a huge risk he's putting himself at. I mean, if he got there and it turned out that he just shot dolls and then said, oh, he was dead when I got there. Okay, sure. Sociopath. Maybe psychopath.
Right.
He did withhold information, though.
Yeah.
You don't know what dolls said to him and why didn't he tell Wynonna?
And was it really even, I mean, Wynonna? He just said, I'll tell her.
True.
Could have been somebody else.
Good point. I was totally making the assumption.
Yeah. I mean, I assume that, too. I think we're supposed
good
to.
Good point.
But it's still left open. There's a lot of season left in front of us, so it could be anything.
Yeah, this is setting up lots of good groundwork.
Yeah. I hope we get to see Jeremy again. Sup, Jeremy.
He's adorable.
He is.
He's so much fun.
I do. I like him. I have slightly mixed feelings. I love that they had another person of color in the cast for this episode. The thing that I'm not a huge fan of is adding the young male person of color as the geeky lab tech. That just seems to be a thing that happens a lot. Now, would I have give up Jeremy in that role just to avoid that? No, I wouldn't, because he was great. I quite liked him, but that was just a thing worth recognizing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Although we did have a woman of color, Pam, I think her name was. She was the one that Nedley was explaining the cover story to.
Oh, yeah.
That's so good, Nedley.
Wynonna is Bobo's jilted lover.
Yes.
And he was trying to punish her by poisoning the town.
He's trying to get her attention.
Oh, well, it worked.
Sort of like a, you know, Jodie Foster's stalker trying to kill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, that was... Which, and the look on his face as he looks past Pam and meets Wynonna's eyes, he like, he's not apologetic about it.
No, he totally isn't. He's just almost bemused by the fact that she showed up.
Yep.
So I also...
They already hate you.
And I also love that he kept Doll's mug. It's like, yes. Oh, they took everything, but I kept Doll's mug, sip from X mug right now.
Is that a thing that you can buy online? Because I feel like, I mean, I definitely have more coffee mugs than I already need.
You need a Zinger mug?
Well, we could probably order one.
Yeah.
I mean, all these just a big X on it.
Yep. And that shape seems to be a common one. Like I noticed when I went to the Royal Tyrrell Museum in Drumheller, Alberta, they had mugs in that shape. PBS sells mugs in that shape. So could probably just get one made with an X on it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Well, speaking of starting off the season with a lot of stuff happening, it literally started with a bang at the end of the episode there.
Yeah, creepy. Yes, hand.
Creepy jeweled hand blew up some dynamite.
Mm-hmm. So Dolls' dynamite went off after all.
Yeah, and he didn't get to see it.
Mm-hmm. But it seems a little insecure to have. Was it a hole in the box that the hand could reach through?
Right? It was a slit. I thought it, like maybe the size of a meal tray or something.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
I mean,
but it seems a little insecure to be like. Mm-hmm. Of course, they didn't intend to leave dynamite within reach of that.
But
hand,
it also just looked like a wooden box.
Yeah.
So unless there's some other security measures we can't see.
Well, I mean, it's also in a secure facility in a room that they probably also had to break into. So, I mean, there are layers of security, but it does look like a random wooden box amongst a whole bunch of other random wooden boxes.
And sarcophagi.
Yes. Yeah. I made a joke about the Ark of the Covenant because it just reminded me of the warehouse and the last scene in Indiana Jones.
It seems inevitable that it's in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Or you were mentioning Warehouse 13 before we started watching things.
All sorts of artifacts.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There are echoes of other things. So yeah. Anything else before we mosey along?
Oh, I just appreciated the joke about Waverly's poor British accent.
That was great.
But on bomb.
Now that we know.
Really funny.
We have seen her speaking in her natural accent.
Yeah, and Jeremy trying to do a British accent and actually doing a terrible one in comparison.
good stuff. All right. Well, I think we're going to move on to the next one because it's very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, until next time.
Lights out, bitch.